grab your lads and come. You know, say, roll it back, push in at the yard.
Come Monday, May 25, government entities, corporate citizens, and Jamaicans all across the island will get busy as the country observes Labor Day 2015. The observance is with the theme Labor of Love, Nurturing Our Children, and the Rudolph Elder Park in Morant Bay, St. Thomas is the national project.
This is a heavily used facility, and it is essentially one of the reasons it would have been an ideal site for the National Labor Day Project. A criteria listing was developed by the committee, and it was decided that Rudolph Elder Park represented the best example for a Labor Day initiative.
Principal Director of Culture in the Ministry of Youth and Culture, Dr. Janice Lindsay. The scope of work to be undertaken at the Rudolph Elder Park includes the installation of playground equipment, fencing of the area, installation of park benches, planting of fruit trees, among other things. Over in St. Anne, the Widow's Mite Mustard Seed Children's Home in Murray Mount has been selected as the parish project. Public Relations Officer at the St. Anne Parish Council, Cadian Harty, says the aim is to give the facility a facelift.
We'll be tiling their washroom. We'll be relocating an office space. We'll be doing some general facelift to the property, whitewashing the entrance, stuff like that. We are appealing to residents to come out and help us. We're looking for carpenters, for plumbers, licensed electricians to help us carry out the task on that particular day.
Rehabilitation of the Cornwall Court Kiddies Park in Montego Bay will be the major focus for St. James on Labor Day. Mayor of Montego Bay, Councillor Glendon Harris, says the 450 square meter park will be upgraded to create a beautiful and safe recreational space for the 15,000 residents of the area, many of whom are children.
The scope of work is to do a periphery fencing, which includes a block wall and repairs to a chain link fence on the other three sides. We will do up that kiddies village and try to install the necessary equipment for the kids to play on or with. As well, we are looking at retrofitting it with solar lights that it is properly lit.
Mayor Harris says the budget for the undertaking is estimated at over $700,000. Approximately $2 million will be spent to develop a recreational area and a new park for children and the elderly in Waterford, Portmore, St. Catherine. This undertaking is the designated Labor Day project for the Portmore Municipal Council. Acting Mayor of Portmore, Councillor Leon Thomas, says preparatory work is underway, pointing out that the area has already been fenced and irrigation work is being carried out. He says the project includes the planting of grass, trees, and construction of swings, slides, jungle gym, and benches. And several non-governmental organizations will also be implementing projects on Labor Day. ABBA Rescue Mission, a non-profit organization, has decided to reach out to the students and teachers at the High Holborn Street Basic School in downtown Kingston.
When we went to High Holborn Street Basic School, we realized that they have an insect problem there. The school was leaking. They didn't have a library, so we decided to set up a library. We decided as a ministry to go in and try to see if we can assist.
Founder and Chief Executive Officer of the ABBA Rescue Mission, Cargill Lawrence. Principal of the High Holborn Street Basic School, Kalila Bailey, says she is happy that the ABBA Rescue Mission has decided to focus on the school for Labor Day.
I really appreciate the teachers as well. We appreciate it and we appreciate the venture that they are taking on to know that the children will develop to their full potential. They will learn more. They will be more comfortable. There will be less sickness for the children as it relates to the dust from the termite infested area.
So, those are just a few of the projects planned for this Labor Day. Feel free to join the one closest to you. If that's not possible, ensure that you're out on Monday, May 25 to lend a helping hand to the project in your community. Do it for the nation's children.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.